Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me, yours truly, the one and only Ann Finellis. I had to play that intro song. You know, I've never seen this music video before. Like, I'm first time watching it. This song is so relatable because not only are we walking into a new season, it's spring. Hello, spring. I'm a spring baby. My birthday's around the corner. But a lot of us are considering walking places. What do you mean by that? Y'all know gas is high. It's been a little bit steady this week. It hasn't been going up any higher. I feel like a lot of gas companies are taking advantage of us. It feels like price gouging. Is that how you say it? It's giving me criminal behavior, but it is what it is, sadly. That's all. What are we going to do? Well, the only thing we can actually do is get electric vehicles, but that's more money out of our pocket. Anyways, you guys, thank you for coming back. If you're new, hello. My name is Anne. This is my podcast. Take What You Need podcast. That's made to be conversational. And I also have a Take What You Need portion of the podcast. I believe that advice is not always a one-size-fits-all. You just take what you need. If you don't need anything, you just leave it the way it is. But hopefully you take something from this conversation and engage with somebody else. You know, a friend, a coworker, family member, somebody. Y'all, going back to gas prices, Costco has been hooking it up for me. I went to Costco and I didn't need a membership. Now, there are locations where you need membership. So please check your location before you go somewhere and say, and say, where I go, I don't need a membership. So I fill up my tank. So just check that out. You guys, last week's episode was about the reboot of Sex and the City, aka And Just Like That. I still feel the same about it. I still feel like Sex and the City was very overrated, even when it came out. Well, years later after it came out, it was very overrated. The storyline was different because those women openly talking about sex and dating and all that stuff. But maybe I'll go back and watch it and see if that still remains the same. But I rewatched the entire series of Sex and the City in, like, in 2018, consistently, back to back. I binge watched it. And I was like, all right, this show wasn't ahead of its time, which is okay. Not every show is going to have that. But this show was kind of like, okay, all right. Anyways, enough about that. And also, I said, like, happy Black History Month in that episode, and it was clearly March. That episode was previously recorded, so please forgive me about that. I'm learning, y'all. I'm learning. I'm trying to be consistent. But anyways, spring season is a busy season for me this year, and not only is it because my birthday is coming up, I have a trip lined up, which I'm going to tell you guys all about after my trip. Going to Orlando for a wedding. I'm a bridesmaid. I'm very excited about this wedding. It's going to be like a little bit like a reunion for everybody, but I'm excited. And of course, my birthday. So there's that. I'm so excited about that. And I am feeling a new job opportunity. It's either a new job opportunity or a promotion for me. Nothing in between. Me and God had this conversation. Remember God? Okay. So getting into the episode, we're going to talk about seasons. And it's not ironic or not really even planned that I'm talking about seasons as we're in spring right now. It's just I've had a different winter experience than I've ever had before. And I do a lot of self-reflecting, journaling, having, you know, conversations out loud with myself, aka talking to myself, but I'm just thinking out loud. And I realize that sometimes I don't understand this season that I'm in. I am unaware of the fact recently that I am in the middle of a blessing. I am in the middle of something that I prayed for. And I was becoming ungrateful for where I was, because it's where I wanted to be, but it's not where I imagined it would be like. And some more detail about that. It's like when you want to move somewhere, full disclosure, I'm in New York, you're kind of like, okay, I'm going to be in my first apartment, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing that, I'm going to have an awesome job, I'm going to be out, it's going to be all that in a bag of chips. Now, it's not like that, and I'm happy it's not like that in terms of having my own place, because I'm not ready to have a place in New York. Listen, having your own place in New York, if you have a place, shout out to you. If you have a new build, shout out to you. If you have an old build, shout out to you. But these buildings are different. Rent is high. the lifestyle in New York is something worth talking about. It's not for everybody. But I am getting used to my new environment. I'm getting used to the area, a routine, a schedule. And I had to get used to the weather up here. I'm the type of person that the weather helps me in terms of my mood. So first thing I do in the morning after I read my Bible and stretch or whatever is I open the blinds. I love the sun to just flood the room with a beautiful light. And when I wake up in the morning and it's gray or it's snowing, well, snowing is not too bad because the white snow outside illuminates my room, but it still doesn't compare to the sun. I'll be like, okay, dang, it's going to be a sad day. Oh, it's a gloomy day. And I'll just feel that internally as well. But what I fail to realize in the winter is that I need to reconstruct some things, to renew my mind. To realize that I am now in a space that I prayed for. I'm in a different space that my younger self would be so proud of me to be where I'm at right now. And it's okay to be somewhere you imagine, but not be exactly how you imagined it. Because the thing is, the way we imagine things and the reality most of the time is much better than how we imagine, because we only imagine the superficial things, the material things. We don't imagine the well-being and everything holistically. I'm surrounded by family. I am in a safe neighborhood. Great roommate situation. Sometimes I forget that I have roommates, to be honest, because I work from home, and when I'm working from home, they're not home until like 8-7 p.m. so really late. But the thing about seasons is that there are seasons where it's much better than others. There's winning seasons, losing seasons, sowing seasons, reaping seasons, seasons that are sadder than others, seasonal depression seasons, and it's like a life balance thing. You know, there's highs, there's lows, there's in betweens, but you're not always going to be on a high forever. If you're on a high forever, time to lay down a crack pipe. Just kidding. Put down the marijuana. Just kidding. But just chill. If you always think that life is on a high, there's lows. It's a way to balance you out. It's just that you need to realize that this is a season in my life where I need to be grateful and I need to take in where I'm at. I need to understand that I am here right now because I did this in that season. One of the best seasons of my life was summer of last year, summer up until fall. 3 months I was unemployed and I was happy for 2 of those months. Well, 1.5 of those months, I was just ecstatic. your girl ain't have to work. And financially, I was good. I was fine. All my bills are paid. I'm not even going to say on time because they were paid before on time. I pay my bills early in advance because it helps with the credit score. And my credit score is going up. Just want to say that. A humble brag. But I was good. And I started worrying a little bit and losing focus on why I quit my job and kind of went into panic mode and looking for jobs and started to think about the words, oh, I'm never going to be employed again, which is a lie, especially in this market right now. And it was a great season for me. And I realized during that season, I didn't take advantage as much things that I should have took advantage of. I have this flaw, I'm going to say, that I overanalyze situations and I play it safe way too much. But overall, in that season, it was one of the best seasons of my life. Like, it was, it gave me a glimpse of what I wanted my life to be like maybe 5 years from now. Ease, you know, like, it's not stress, it's just ease. Well, for the 1.5 months, it was ease. And I was available to do things and I was available to myself. I was, to be able to do something on a Tuesday afternoon randomly, binge watch a TV show, cook dinner early, make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to be able to relax and not wake up at 8, 7 o'clock in the morning to clock in for somebody, that was like, oh, Lord, this is the taste of the good life. This is what I want. And I know it won't always be like that in life. You know, being that I want to get married and I want to have kids, it's not always going to be so easy like that. But it was a season in my life that I honored to a certain extent. And it's a season that I decided to walk down the path of. A season that I prayed for to be able to quit my job. I don't advocate to quitting your job. When it comes to quitting your job, you need to prepare accordingly. I don't know how your lifestyle looks like, your bills look like, anything like that. But for me, it was much easier because I didn't have rent to pay. I don't have a lot of bills. I don't have a lot of debt. And financially, I saved a lot of money because I wanted to buy a house and not in this market. Maybe after, you know, the market crashes and I'm not going to get it there, but I feel like a recession coming on. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, but we need to honor our seasons. Now, the season that I'm currently in is, I'm in a season that is challenging me mentally. Mentally, and to also take actions in a lot of things that I want to do. I need to be more confident in the decision that I made, because if I didn't make this move, I would be wishing that I made this move, you know? So I'm becoming more and more confident in what I did and the decision that I took to get here. I also need to be consistent, value my time, and really, really, really reestablish a closer relationship with God. Because I realized the further I go away from him, the more I kind of forget my why. The more I start to, you know, become a version of myself that I don't know because I'm questioning everything. But I kid you guys not, every time I am close to God or have more conversation with him, I get like random reminders from people, from myself, random things that kind of shows me that I'm going the right path and that, oh yeah, you need to do that. And I feel like the closer I am to him, the easier I can hear his voice. I could filter out things that don't apply to me. I'm able to discern certain things and I'm able to navigate through different seasons easier than when I'm not as close with him. So I'm honoring my now season, my spring season. I don't have a name for it, but it's a new season, so I'm gonna go with the spring season. Because if I honor and take care of this season now, the next season for me will be better. You know, it's about progression. And even if that new season that's coming up isn't better than my current season, I want to be able to understand the season that I'm in so I can navigate it better, have a good understanding so I could be strong in a way that I'm not burning myself out, but I'm understanding this season is to prepare me for the next. Each season of your life is to prepare you for the next. You know, it's all like a building block. So we have to learn to really honor our seasons in a capacity where we are understanding it and also giving ourselves grace, okay? We need to show grace to ourselves and not be too hard on ourselves. So the take what you need portion is more of a question for you to think about, reflect on, journal about, or have those conversations is what is required of you right now in your current season right now? A little hint, it might be something you've been neglecting. Just saying. For me, it was. And that was my relationship with God. You know, like, I wasn't neglecting it to a point that I was putting on a back burner, but I wasn't prioritizing it. We weren't having those conversations. I made myself too busy for him. So, again, think about it. What is something in your season right now that requires your attention or something that you need to take care of in this season? So, think about that one. Be honest with yourself when you answer that question. Moving to the Black business portion of this podcast, I have a Black business this week, and it is a company called Topicals. Now, it is completely Black owned, and the girl who owns it is extremely young. I think she's like 26 or younger, but a young mogul, okay? She sells a product called the Faded Cream, and y'all, I've been using it for about a month now. I read the instructions when you use it, but you can find this product on their website, at Sephora. I think only on her website in Sephora. I will also link it down in the show notes. But I have hyperpigmentation around my chin area. I have these marks from like ingrown hairs. I know y'all, ingrown hairs. I did not know ingrown hairs would be a thing to have at my young age. I thought it was like ingrown hairs and chin hairs was kind of like a 50s thing. Boy, was I wrong, okay? These things do not have an age. They come when they come. But it works fast. It smells strong. But it's worth it's worth every dollar. It's worth every cent to buy it. So it's great for dark blemishes and hyperpigmentation and to just even the skin tone. It's not a bleaching product. It's just to even the skin tone. So please check that out. Again, it's in the show notes. You can buy it at Sephora online. You may be able to buy it in store, but you know, every Sephora is different. So please take a look into that before you do so. But besides that, that's basically all of it for me today. I kept this short this time. I, again, appreciate everyone who listens to the podcast weekly or whenever I upload. I appreciate your support. Again, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, on Twitter. Y'all, I downloaded that clock app. It's been 2 months now. I can't believe I did it, but I did it. I kid you not. After TikTok, I'm done with apps. Like, I'm phasing out of it. But anyways, thank you for listening. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear me on the next episode. You have a good day. Happy Monday. Take care, and we'll talk another time. Take care.